Ezekiel chapter 45.
When the land of Israel is divided among the 12 tribes, you must set aside an area that will belong to me. This sacred area will be 8 miles long and 6 miles wide. The temple will be on a piece of land 840 feet square, and the temple will be completely surrounded by an open space 84 feet wide. I will give half of my sacred land, a section 8 miles long and 3 miles wide, to the priests who serve in the temple. Their houses will be in this half, as well as my temple, which is the most sacred place of all. I will give the other half of my land to the Levites who work in my temple, and the towns where they will live will be there. Next to my sacred land will be an area 8 miles long and 2 miles wide. This will belong to the people of Israel, and will include the city of Jerusalem. The regions west and east of my sacred land and the city of Jerusalem will belong to the ruler of Israel. He will be given the region between the western edge of my land and the Mediterranean Sea, and between the eastern edge of my land and the Jordan River. This will mean that the length of his property will be the same as the sections of land given to the tribes. This property will belong to every ruler of Israel, so they will always be fair to my people and will let them live peacefully in the land given to their tribes. The Lord God said, "You leaders of Israel have robbed and cheated my people long enough. I want you to stop sinning and start doing what is right and fair. You must never again force my people off their own land. I, the Lord, have spoken. So from now on, you must use honest weights and measures. The ephah will be the standard dry measure, and the bath will be the standard liquid measure. Their size will be based on the homer, which will equal 10 ephahs or 10 baths. The standard unit of weight will be the shekel. 1 shekel will equal 20 gerahs, and 60 shekels will equal 1 mina. Leaders of Israel, the people must bring you 1/60th of their grain harvests as offerings to me. They will also bring 1% of their olive oil. These things will be measured according to the bath, and 10 baths is the same as 1 homer, or 1 kor. Finally, they must bring 1 sheep out of every 200 from their flocks. These offerings will be used as grain sacrifices, as well as sacrifices to please me and those to ask my blessing. I, the Lord, will be pleased with these sacrifices and will forgive the sins of my people." The people of Israel will bring you these offerings, but during new moon festivals, Sabbath celebrations, and other religious feasts, you leaders will be responsible for providing animals for the sacrifices, as well as the grain and wine. All these will be used for the sacrifices for sin, the grain sacrifices, the sacrifices to please me, and those to ask my blessing. I will be pleased and will forgive the sins of my people." The Lord God said, "On the first day of the first month, a young bull that has nothing wrong with it must be offered as a sacrifice to purify the temple. The priest will take some blood from this sacrifice and smear it on the doorposts of the temple, as well as on the 4 corners of the altar, and on the doorposts of the gates that lead into the inner courtyard. The same ceremony must also be done on the 7th day of the month, so that anyone who sins accidentally or without knowing it will be forgiven, and so that my temple will remain holy. Beginning on the 14th day of the first month and continuing for 7 days, everyone will celebrate Passover and eat bread made without yeast. On the 1st day, the ruler will bring a bull to offer as a sacrifice for his sins and for the sins of the people. Each day of the festival, he is to bring 7 bulls and 7 rams as sacrifices to please me, and he must bring a goat as a sacrifice for sin. These animals must have nothing wrong with them. He will also provide 20 pounds of grain and 4 quarts of olive oil to be offered with each bull and each ram. The Festival of Shelters will begin on the 15th day of the 7th month and will continue for 7 days. On each day of this festival, the ruler will provide the same number of animals that he did each day during Passover, as well as the same amount of grain and olive oil for the sacrifices.